Good morning. Today's daf is daf Ayin Beis. So let us take from the bottom of Ayin Aleph, Ayin Beis. The Gemara has been discussing about, let's say, one of these animals that were also got mixed with other animals of Karbanos. The halacha was kulin yamusu, and we said not to, there's no bittul here. And the Gemara had said that this was a repetitive Mishnah because we learned it in a Mishnah in Avodah Zarah as well. And one of the answers the Gemara explained was that if the last two lines of Ayin Aleph, Ayin Beis, the hediot namitanila. So one of the explanations the Gemara had said, or the explanation the Gemara had said, was the Mishnah in Maseches Avodah Zarah is referring to, sorry, in our Mishnah is referring to a hedyot, where the behema was aser for hedyot, and therefore it's aser b'kolshu, and then it gets mixed together, the entire mixture is going to be aser. So the Gemara says, the hedyot namitanila. There's no need for the Mishnah here, because there's a Mishnah in Maseches Avodah Zarah which already tells us this. What does the Mishnah tell us? That ve'elu asurin ve'osun b'cholshen. The following are lists of items that are aser, and they aser even in a small amount, meaning there's no bittul. Even if there's a tiny amount, 1 to 1,000, it's still going to aser the entire taruvas. What are the examples? Yai nesach v'avodas kochavim. So we see it's already taught in the Mishnah of Maseches Avos. Now before you turn the page, just a small tosis in the bottom of Ayin Aleph Amud Beis. Tosis points out, hediot nami tanile ve'la surin. He says, mikama mishnahs haba matzi le'asuye mimasnisim. So he said there are many Mishnahs actually that teaches this halacha. You could have brought from the Mishnah of Afa Basa Paspa Maseches Avodah Zarah Daf Mem Tes and the Mishnah Maseches Arla. So if this is a concept we have in many places, so the question becomes, how come it's being taught here as well? What's the additional chiddush? So answers the Gemara on the top of Ayin Beis now. Trichi, you need both of these cases. Dime Hasim had we only had the Mishnah Maseches Avodah Zarah, that which is Aser Bana is Aser Becholshu, the entire Taruvus is going to be ruined. Hava Mina Lehediot. I thought maybe that would be in the world of a Hediot, then we would say Aser Becholshu. We're going to explain the logic in just a second. Aval LeGavoa, when it comes to the world of Gavoa, the Beis HaMikdash, Karbanos, Emalo, Nafsidinu Lechul, we say maybe we shouldn't let the Beis HaMikdash lose out. And if a small amount of an Isar Na gets mixed together, so to say all 1,000 karbanos are going to be lost, and now the karbanos are going to be lost, maybe we shouldn't say there's no bittul. In other words, we should say that there is bittul when it comes for the sake of Gavoa. Look at Rashi just to explain all this. Rashi says, Tzrichi, Di'ime Hasam, have we had the Mishnah Maseches Avodah Zarah, where we say Isar Na is not bittul, Haba Mina, Hanimili Chulun, Haba Kodshim. We should do a takana, we should fix it, and let it be delivatil isur hana beruba. Let's say bittul barov, the name of yikru, we should allow the karbanos to be brought, kihechi, in order, to lo nafsidinu lagami lechulo, because the karbanos, the kachim is losing out here, if you say all 1,000 karbanos need to just die. So maybe for the sake of kachim, we should say bittul barov. Kamash malam, the Mishnah Maseches Zvachim tells us, no, we have the same din when it comes to isur hana. Even though it's in the context of Kachim, we do not apply Bittul Barov, and we say Aser B'cholshu. The Gemara says, oh, what about the other way? V'imehacha, we had just this Mishnah here, Maseches Zvachim. Hava mina, I would have thought, Hanimile Kachim Demais. Maybe when it comes to Kachim, where these items now, if you have an Isser or no, you have a Shur Niskal, let's say, that's in the mix, which is Malis, which is disgusting, it's inacceptable for Karbanos. The world of Kachim, we're a little bit more sensitive what we could tolerate. So there we would say, no bittul barov. If there's one shor niskal in this 1,000 animals, we're throwing them all out. Aval, when it comes to chulin, for us to eat an animal that's chulin, alo ma, this is not considered disgusting. And we should say bittul barov. Ema yisur ana libatul beruba tzricha. And for that reason, we say, no, even in the world of hedyo, even though it's not mouse, when it comes to an item that's aser bana, we do not apply bittul barov, and the entire mixture is aser, bein b'kadshim, bein b'chulim. Okay, the Gemara now halfway down, Ayin Beis, Amud Aleph, which of course is a small daf, asks the follow. V'nivtal beruba? Why not? Let it bittul barov. Why are we so against bittul barov? Why are we saying bittul barov does not work? Rashi points out, the pasuk, there's a source in the Torah that says, k'siv achari rabim lahatos. Whenever there's rabim, we always go bittul barov. So for example, let's say you have two pieces of kosher meat and one piece of non-kosher meat, and they get mixed together. The halacha is in the Shulchan Aruch that if you take one piece of meat out, you could assume that you're taking the kosher meat because 2 out of 3 is going to be rov. 2 out of 3 are kosher. And some go so far to say, even the Rosh says, that let's say you take all three together, you're actually allowed to eat all three in one shot, according to the Rosh, because he thinks, Nepach, Isser, Leheter. The entire rov turns everything into a Dover Heter. So why don't we say bita barova when it comes to the world of Isser Hana? So Gemara says, v'chitem, if you're going to tell me, chashivi v'lo batli, there's a concept of something that's a davar chashiv, which Rashi says we're about to see, that you would count, that each item individually is considered chashiv, that's why there's no bittul. In other words, there are a number of different applications. We look at Hilchos Taruves in the Yeradeya, right after Bas Bechal, there's a halacha section called Hilchos Taruves or Taroves. It talks about different examples where bita barov does not apply. So one example is, let's say, chaticha arui leskabed. Let's say there's a very chashiv steak here, and it gets mixed together. That's something that's too chashiv, you can't apply bittul. Or another idea, Tosis points out, we'll look at Tosis in just a second, a birya. What's a birya? Something that in its own right is a davar chashiv. You can't say bittul when something has its own chashivis in its own right. So what's the chashivis here by an isser hana? So he says, if you're going to tell me it's chashiv, and Rashi says because you would count it, that when you sell eggs, a person sells eggs, he sells by the amount, by the number of eggs. You sell, there are 12 eggs. You don't sell by the pound. You don't care how many are in there. You sell by the number. So something that you get count out, you buy 12 eggs, as opposed to, let's say, buying spices. When you buy spices, you don't count how many kernels of pepper that are there or grains of salt. You just sell the whole package together. So things that are sold b'minyan, those are chashiv. That's where we say there is no bittul. So that's where we're going to get into the conversation about a davar chashiv shebiminyan in terms of the count. Before we do that, let's look at Tosos just for a second here. Libata v'ruba, the top Tosos here. Tosos asks, Dimitam birya ein lomar. Don't say dolo bittul. Don't use the svara birya. Say, well, there's an animal that's here, and in each animal, when you sell cows, let's say, each one you would sell by the number, one cow, two cow, three cows. So why don't you say bittul berov as well? Now, the concept of birya comes up in several places here. One place it comes up here is certainly in this situation here when it comes to rov, that birya is something that's chashiv and there's no bittul berov. But in other contexts, just to know, and generally speaking, bittul berov also applies to the bracha achrona. The lach is, if you eat something that's a kazayis, so then you have to say bracha achrona. If you eat less than a kazayis, you don't say bracha achrona. But let's say you eat a grape, and the grape's, let's say, smaller than a kazayis. That's a birya. So the lach is, you'd have to say, it's a suffix, but you have to say bracha achrona, perhaps, simply because it's a birya, simply because it's a davar bifnei atzmo, it's chashiv bifnei atzmo. So, okay. So what's...
Sell cows, yeah, by the piece?
Hmm?
You don't sell individual.
No, they're, when they're full animals, when they're shalim, you're selling 15 cows, you sell them as a whole animal. You don't sell by, I'm selling you my whole herd. You sell, I'm selling you 15 cows. So it should be, therefore it should be, but this is not, this is birya though. This is a birya, it's an entire item.
Right, is that cow birya?
Yes, yeah, so he says, don't say that. He's saying, why not? Mitam birya, ein lomar, lobata. Don't say this is an Indian birya here, why not? The Alpha Gav, the Aver Menachai Chashibir. Yeah, Aver Menachai, let's say a person is a live animal that is considered birya. Isser Taroves, the Hachala Mishim Aver Menachai. He says this application is not Aver Menachai. The animal is not talking about it being alive. We're not talking about being mixed when it's alive. Ella Shelo Yishchot, the Yocha Mishim Chatas Hamesa Vashor Niskal. The problem is going to be here after you shecht. Let's say you shecht all the animals, a proper Shechita. The concern is after it's already been shechted, there already we say, that's the point we're concerned of the taruves, not when it's alive. That's the chiddush of Tosfos, when it's already shechted. And when it's shechted, he's being mechadesh, even though the animal is full, and we're missing a head now, we don't apply birya, because v'chi shachet lei, when you shecht this cow, azalil is iser aver menachai, it's no longer considered an iser of aver menachai. So he says, v'av iser hachatas hamesa, v'shur niskal afil shalem lo chashibirya. So fine, it's dead now. So still, you can't eat the shur that's dead because it's an iser of chatas hamesa, it's a shur niskal, but it's still shalem though. So why don't you say birya by the dead shur? He says, it's not chashiv birya. Why? Kimo nevela v'chelev v'dam d'lohavi birya. So he doesn't really explain what's pshat here, but he goes on to, it seems to indicate as follows. The definition of birya is a machlokus between Rashi and Tosas. Rashi says birya always means a davar chashiv. Tosas says the definition of birya, if you look at Tosas a little further down, the last two narrow lines of Tosas, he says, the time of the birya, mishum dahave ki'ilu pirish bein gadol bein katam. What that means is that there's certain times, we know when the Torah says you can't eat nevela, the iser deraisa of nevela is eating a kazayas. Pachos mikazayis chatishir. Forget Rabbi Yochanan for a second. You don't get a violation of eating pachos mikazayis of a nevela. So whenever the Torah says only if you eat a certain size is there an iser, but less than that there is no iser, that's not birya. Birya is only when the Torah tells you don't eat this item, bein gedola, bein katana, I don't care the shear, there's an iser to eat, that's a birya. When the Torah says there's an iser deraisa regardless of the shear. So Tosafot doesn't prove to us how that's the case, but when it comes to nevela, chel and dam, it has to be kazayis only. That's what the Gemara says in Pesachim, it has to be kazayis. Less than a kazayis, there's no iser deraisa. But when it comes to Avram and Achai, he didn't say how he knows this, it must be a Gemara, I think in Gidan Nasha, when it comes to Avram and Achai, even if you eat a small Avram and Achai, less than a kazayis, there still is an iser deraisa. So that's the litmus test for Tosos. Whenever the iser deraisa applies, bein gedola, bein katana, that means it's a birya. When it doesn't apply, when it only applies to a gedola, meaning a kazayis, that means it's not a birya. And since the iser of eating shor nishkal and chatas mesa is only when you have a kazayis of it, but not when you have a pachas mikazayis, therefore it cannot be considered birya according to Shitas Tosfos. Okay, so then the Gemara says, back to the Gemara, now halfway down the Amud here. Nivatel beruba, let's say bit of barov here, when you have these animals that have been shechted, and one of them is a chatas mesa or a shor nishkal, the chitema chashiva v'lo bale, maybe it's because it's an item that's chashiva, and a davar chashiva doesn't, you don't apply bitl, and that's why it's all aser. Hanichel man damar kol, this is a gemara that appears a few places, gemara beitza, most people have learned probably there. So it comes up in beitza and other places. Hanichel, it makes sense, leman damar kol shadar chalimano shaninu, that anything that's counted, leman damar es shadar chalimano shaninu ma'ik lamemar. So what's the difference between kol and S. Eshadarcho is where everyone in the world, when they sell these items, we're going to get to examples in Amud Beis, everyone sells it b'minyan. Now, the example I'm about to give is not what the Gemara says, but just to make it clear. No one sells eggs, I might be wrong on this, but let's just assume, no one sells eggs as a unit, they sell them as amount of eggs that are being sold. When you're selling eggs, you're selling, I'm selling 12 eggs, I'm selling 50 eggs, you sell them by the number. No one in the world sells it not b'minyan. That's Eshadarcho. There's going to be seven examples that everyone sells b'minyan. But then there's a whole other category, kol shadarcho, that if some people sell b'minyan, even though not everyone sells b'minyan, that's also considered a davar chashiv. So let's say when it comes to,
Animals,
okay, fine. Animals. So some people sell animals by the number, some sell by the herd. I'm selling you a herd of cows, and some say, no, I'm counting out how many cows I'm selling you. I don't care. I want to know how many cows, is it 15 cows or versus a herd? So since some people sell b'minyan, so according to one opinion, that would also be considered a davar chashiv. So let's just look at Rashi to make this somewhat clear. Rashi says, kol shadar chali manos. Sheyesh b'nei adam, they're those who are makpidim b'minyanam, they're makpid to sell by the count. Umochin b'minyanam, shaninu dilo batlo. Anything that's sold by the number, we say no bittel, it's two davar chashiv. The fact that he counts each one out tells you it's a davar chashiv. B'samach b'ach mishna de chavilu tilton shapir. We're going to see this in a second. Deha behemos nami har b'nei adam makpidim alein umochin osam b'minyan. Many people sell animals by the number. They don't sell just a herd of cows. They sell how many cows are there? Even though sheyesh bnei adam shein makbidim kolkach umosif and yisera umochin ha eda yachad, even though there are some who are not so makbid, they'll sell the entire herd. It's all yours, and they're not going to count. They'll throw an extra one. They'll take off an extra one. Still, as long as some people sell b'minyan, that's considered davar chashiv. And that would explain why, when it comes to animals in our Mishnah Maseches Vachim, there's no bittul because some people sell b'minyan. But if you assume that et shadarcho, which Rashi explains, elamandamar es shadarcho limanos, shadarcho miyuchar lechach, that the way to sell this is dafka through counting, she'en lecha adam demosav alein yisera lilokech, there's no seller in the world who will add an extra car, let's say, you're selling cars, you don't add an extra car of another $30,000 for a car, no one does that. V'lo mocher b'lo minyan, no one sells, no one buys, adding extra ones without taking into account how many. Honey, ein darchen miyuchar l'minyan, she'esh ha-mosifin yisera omochen ha'edah b'lo minyan. So then, only et shadarcha, only those examples, let's say, selling cars, we say it's not batal. But something like an animal, which some farmers sell b'minyan, some don't sell b'minyan, we would say bittul. So if you assume et shadarcho, so how come we say there is no bittul by behemoths? Behemoths, some people sell as a herd. And we should say bittul by the case of our Mishnah Zvachim. So Gemara explains, what's the source of this machlokas of Kol Shadarko versus Etz Shadarko? So Gemara, last two lines of the Amud here, quotes the Mishnah of Maseches. This is where Maseches Arla is. It says, Ditnan, Misha Yulo Chavili Tilsin, Shakili Akarim. A person who has some Chavilas, which the Yushalmi says refers to a bundle of around 25, can't be less than 25 bundles of what's Tilsin? How do they define it?
Fenugreek.
Okay, some type of spice that they would use to sweeten the thing he's cooking, but it's made from Kilia Kerem. I had a shayla yesterday actually of Klaim. Someone asked me a shayla of Klaim. It happens once in a while. People ask about could he plant together different fruits and vegetables next to each other in his yard. The answer is you're allowed to in Chutz La'aretz. You can't do Kilia Kerem in Chutz La'aretz, but other things you can do Chutz La'aretz. So he has now all these fenugreek, you said, right?
Fenugreek.
Okay. It's getting in my mind. Fenugreek. Okay. Fenugreek. So you have the fenugreek, a bundle of fenugreeks that are kilia karam that were planted together with grapes. So what happens? Allah is yidlaku. You have to burn them. There is no bitl. Rashi explains the source of, forget bitl right now. I'm just saying in terms of rather kilia karam, there's a mitzvah to burn them. Rashi quotes the pasuk Yirlaku Dichsiv Peni Tuktash. The pasuk says you shouldn't mix together grapes and grains, lest you do. It's going to be Tuktash, means Tukad Eish. You should set up a fire and burn them. So then the comes along and the Gemara and Mishnah says Nisarvu Ba'Acherim. Let's say you take this Kilakam, gets mixed with others. The Tanakama holds, Rabbi Meir Kulan Yirlaku Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds that there is no bittul; the entire thing has to get burnt. So if you have one fenugreek of Kilei Karam mixed with 5 million of something else of not Kilei Karam, the entire mixture gets burned. You don't apply bittul there at all. That's Divrei Rabbi Meir. Chachamim omrim yalu be'echad u'masayim. You know, you get to, if you have bittul, if you have 1 to 200, so then you would say bittul by kilei karam. So there's a very interesting Rashi here. I always forget the difference of the, I know shishim is the normal bittul we apply to basar b'chalav and many other isurim. But there's always 1 to 200, 1 to 100. I always forget which one is which. So Rashi explains to you right now how to remember this. He explains the svara, and the svara will help you, at least help me remember it. Ezra already knows it. He's a Kohen, he's a Truma, he's very much connected to Truma. So Rashi explains, "Be'echad u'masayim." Why 1 in 200? Where did that come from? So zuhi alias arla v'kilei akarim. That's the ratio you need a bit to when it comes to arla and when it comes to kilei akarim. The truma ola be'echad mea. When it comes to truma, you need 1 to 100 for it to apply bitul. If truma gets mixed with something else, 1 to 100 is the ratio. V'cheven shekafel etz ha'iser. When it comes to kilei akarim and arla, the iser doubled. Why is the iser double? Sheisura iser hana kafel etz ha'aliyah. Truma is aser only for a non-kohen to eat, but there is no iser hana. Kilei akarim and arla have an additional iser hana. So since there's a double iser, when it comes to these two items, there's a double need for a double ratio, so you need 1 to 200 to apply the bittul. And he explains further how you know that truma is 1 to 100. Hachi tani la b'sifri, the Medrash tells us that gave mikol chelbo es mikdasho mimenu. The pasuk says, when this context here is referring to trumas meiser. What's trumas meiser? Trumas meiser is that the levi, I receive a 1/10 of the farmer's items. Now I need to take trumas meiser of my 1/10, I take another 1/10 of that, and give to the Kohen. The Kohen gets Truma, and the Kohen gets Trumas Meiser from the Levi. So of my amount, 1/10 of my 1/10 is 1 of 100. So now it says, Rashi, based on this Medrash, the Mishtai b'Trumas Meiser, the context is Trumas Meiser, Shehi Echad Mimea, the Karlei Mikdasho, and the Pasuk says Mikdasho, Umashma Shemikdasho Mikadesh Es HaMisarvimbo, that Trumas Meiser is Mikadesh, it asks everything there, unless it gets to a ratio of 1 to 100. So that's the source. The Truma is 1 to 100, and Arla, and Kilei Karim, since the Isser is doubled, it's 1 to 200 is the ratio. But that's all only for the Chachamim, who hold that there is bittul by this case. But Rav Meir felt that there is no bittul, you have to burn the entire mixture. So now the Gemara says, three lines down on the Amud here, Shehaya Rabbi Meir Omer, Kol Shadarchel Limanos, anything that gets counted that anyone would sell, not even though not everyone does, but someone, as long as someone counts, so Mikadesh, she thinks it's going to be a problem and be a, no bittul. It's too significant to apply bittul. And Chacham Omer, no, Ein Mikadesh Ela Shisha Dvarim Bilvad. There are only 6 items that everyone in the world sells, but Minim, And the Rabbi Akiva adds, Omer, Shiva, he thinks there are seven of them. So what are these items, 6/7 items that everyone sells b'minin? Ve'iluhein, the first one is egoze prach. Rashi's egoze prach is a certain place. Egoze and nuts that come from prach. Tosis argues. Tosis thinks that prach is, look at Tosos, it's the deer maskel hachi garcina, and egoze prach is al shem shen nifrichin, that they break, they crack very easily. Kedamar b'psikasa, the Medrash tells us, b'parshasa, the Yehud of Yisrael, Rabim, Achar Pasha Kisisa, was the Medrash tell us? It quotes a pasuk, Al Ginas Egos, a pasuk, it says, and where the Shia Shirim, that the Dashinan, Shinim Shul Yisrael Egos, that were compared to a nut, Sheyesh Bashlo Sheminim Shaperach Shinifrach Mi Asmo, that it crumbles, it's very soft, the shell is very soft on its own. I don't know the rest of that Medrash there, but Prach is referring to a soft Egos, while Rashi thinks it's referring to a location. So that's the first item. Next item on the list, Gemara says, Rimone Badan, a Rimonim, a pomegranate that comes from this place called Badan, the Chavios Stumos, which are referring to barrels that are closed off. Now, inside the Chavios are wine and oil of Arla or Kiliat Karim. So if they're sealed, so then they're going to be Chashiv as well. The Mepharshim point out, but if they're open, that tells you that they're not so chashiv, people don't really care about them if they're left open, then we would not say they're chashiv, and there would be bittel. Then the next item is chilfi traden, which are leaves of what's traden?
Beets.
Okay, beet leaves. And next thing is kilche kruva, which are carobs, I think, right?
Cabbage stalks.
Cabbage stalks, okay. And then the next one is delas yivanis, a Greek gourd, I would assume. Oh, yeah, all right, okay. And then that's the 6 according to Chachamim. Then Rabbi Kiva, most of the adds, af kikaros shabal habayis. Even the bread, loaves of bread made by habayis, because they were made very large. Tosis points out, af kikaros shabal habayis, aval shal nachtum, that of the baker, they're a little stingy, shem katanos. They make small loaves of bread in the bakery, so therefore they're not so chashiv. Only the homemade loaves are more chashiv, and there's no bittu by the homemade ones. So he asks interesting question in Tosfos here. V'ha demashma b'sof ha'arel, the Gemara Nivamas daf pe aleph, d'chaticha shel lechem apanim b'shachulin lo bala. So lechem apanim was a baker, right? That was made by the bakery. That was a nachtom, made the lechem apanim. So how come the Gemara says there's no bittu by lechem apanim? Didn't Tosfos just say only the kikar of the Baal Bayis is chashiv, but the kikar of a nachtom isn't chashiv? So the answer is a very obvious answer. The shiny lechem upon him, this smide, which the Hagos Fitzyom said should be chamiri. The chamiri tvei, the royalist kabed b'chaticha. No, a lechem upon him is a devar chashiv. It's not going to be bittel, not because it's the size of the minyan, it's a devar chashiv because it's a kadshim, because it's in the base of Migdash, and it's a very coveted thing, and therefore there is no bittel when it comes to lechem upon him. Okay, so this is the whole brisa. Then the brisa continues to say, "Haroi la arla arla, haroi la kila karam kila karam." So there's a halacha. The yisod is Rashi points out the last Rashi in the page here. Call roi la arla arla, mash yesh beelu min ilan roi la arla mekadesh es eruve beisrei arla. And I think Rashi and Beitza elaborates a little bit further. But some things, everything is either a problem of Arla or a problem of Kiliat Karim. Meaning what? That when it comes to fruits that grow on trees, so that's going to be issues of Arla. The first 3 years are going to be Aser to eat and Aser Brana. And then things that grow on the ground, like vegetables and grains, that's going to be a problem of Kiliat Karim. You can't have that same item being a problem of both. Either it's going to be a problem of Arla, which is fruits, or grains, which is a problem of Kiliat Karim. So that's the end of the brisa. So then the Gemara says, and quotes Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish on this brisa. Vitmar Allah, we said on this statement, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Es Shadarchal Imano Sharinu. Only those items mentioned, only that those items which everyone in the world sells b'minim, is considered Davar Chashiv. Everything outside that, such as animals, our case here at hand, we would say Bittel. And Reish Lakish argues and says, Omer, Kol Shadarchal Imano. No. Anything, as long as there's someone who counts it, that's considered davar chashiv, and we wouldn't say bittel. And therefore, behemas are going to be a problem. Why? Rather, that would explain why behemas here, in the Mishnah Zvachim, there is no bittel. So now the Gemara finally brings it back together and connects it. Hanichel Reish Lakish, our mission makes sense according to Reish Lakish, since some people in the world call, as long as someone in the world does count it, such as animals, there's no bittel, so our mission makes sense why there's no bittel by these animals. El Rabbi Yochran, who says Etchadarko, only those 6 or 7 listed, everything outside of that, there would be bittel, such as animals, Ma'ika Lemaimer, what are you going to explain? So now we're going to just stop here, leave you hanging, because the answer goes deep into the next daf, which is also quite short, and we'll leave it at that.
This is like the whole unlimited copy from Bay.
Exactly.
And literature, see, is the answer over here. It's all like...
Yep.